Turn those sprinklers off.
Turn those sprinklers off.
What do you think, Mr. Harper? We're still another week away from really needing those.
I have not watered a thing since before Christmas.
Nice.
Absolutely have had everything off. I don't even think I've watered any pots. Maybe once or twice on the pots, you know, in between there. But I have literally not had anything go on my irrigation system for over a month now.
3 inches. At my house, 2.98. And that's just since Christmas because Santa Claus brought me the weather station.
Oh, cool. Neat.
It is neat. Jennifer says, what are you looking at? I'm looking at the little readout. It tells me the wind direction, peak wind load during the last 24 hours, when the last rain event was, what the barometric pressure is doing.
I need somebody with more time than me to do this calculation.
Yes.
How much faster our reservoirs would fill up if everyone had had their sprinklers off as long as you did the last month with all that rain? How many more gallons does that fill up our lakes and our reservoirs?
I heard a rumor San Carlos Reservoir was filling up 3 feet a day. And the last time I saw it, which was end of November, it was 5% capacity.
I know some guys that are up on their one of our favorite spots right now, and they couldn't get across a certain stream.
Were they stranded going in or coming out?
Well, luckily going in, they decided they better not try it. So, I think everything in the state's ripping and roaring and running and filling.
John, I was hiking Tonto Basin on Monday, and I saw waterfalls I've never even seen before. I took a lot of pictures that day. Rainbows, waterfalls. I mean, just everything is saturated out. It's like a carpet of green.
I haven't looked, and I was gone this last week, but before I left, the two Verde reservoirs were both about 70% full, and that was before this last storm, so...
Bring it on,
baby.
Saw
some pictures of Christopher Creek and Pine Top, though, and they were covered up in snow, baby.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Good morning, Arizona homeowners. You are tuned in to Rosie on the House. Jumping right into our content this morning with Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery and our Outdoor Living Hour. This has been our tip, I think, for about a month, and we wouldn't have to keep doing it. I apologize to the diligent and the regular listeners that are following our suggestion and are smart enough to turn off their irrigation systems, but we wouldn't keep harping on it if we didn't keep seeing sprinklers running. Somebody out there is not listening. Go to that neighbor, slap them with a wet fish, turn on your radio on Saturday mornings.
Here's my philosophy on that. Do it while you still have a choice, because if we don't, someday somebody's going to tell you what day you can water and what day you can't.
And then slap you with a fine.
There are places like that. And once they go on those regimens, they generally don't, even if the reservoirs are full and everything's out of crisis mode, they don't let you get off. You know, once Big Brother has control over something,
they very rarely
pretty,
turn it
they're
back.
They're pretty tough at getting them to turn it back off. So if we would all just, it's just one little switch, one little button, one little slide out there to off or to rain or to... depending on your system, it may say different things. You don't lose your schedule. It doesn't do anything. You flip it back to run or automatic or whatever, however it's set up. It'll go right back to the way you had it.
John, I don't think most Arizona homeowners realize that up to 70% of their water consumption is outside their house.
Right.
They think about turning the faucet off in between spits while they're brushing their teeth.
Yeah.
They think about, you know, turning the faucet
taking
off.
Short showers, taking short showers. Putting low flush toilets in, low volume toilets.
All
in.
That helps. But I don't think they realize the high percentage of their water bill, how much attributes to the lawn and outside area.
Yeah. And that's outside. That's the pool. That's washing your car. That's doing all that other stuff. It's not necessarily all landscape. But it's all part of it, and of that 70%, landscape's probably a big chunk of that, obviously. So, yeah, I mean, it's just not that hard. And there are, if you really want to make it easy, you can get a smart controller now, and it'll kind of do it for you. You know, it reads the weather, the humidity, the you know, the temperatures, and controls it. You can even buy controllers that have a Wi-Fi feature. You can control them from your smartphone. You could be skiing in Steamboat Springs and turning your sprinklers off in Phoenix, Arizona. So there's really really not much excuse for not really paying attention to that.
If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text 411-923. Or if you've got a bug or a plant you'd like to identify, snap a picture. Email it to us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Aside from water adjustments and beautiful weather, what's our priorities in the garden?
Well, I understand we're going to be maybe in the 70s by the end of this next coming week. So things are going to start growing, especially weeds. If you didn't get that pre-emergent down, you know, it's not too late, but if you do have weeds that emerge, the best and easiest way to control them is when they're young and tender and just coming up. Because whether you hoe them, mechanically remove them, pull them, or spray them, when they're little tiny, then there's not much, you don't have a lot of picking up to do or raking up or throwing away to do.
Don't forget torching them.
Or torching them.
That little flame dragon torture thing, that works pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially if they're little, and then there's no debris there.
That's right.
It's just gone. So control weeds while they're young and tender and small, and you have a lot less work ahead of you if you didn't get the pre-emergent down. I'd still advocate all spring, going into spring, that you get pre-emergent down. The closer we get to like March or April, that's when those applications will really help control that summer stuff, like spurge especially, into that. Besides that, fruit trees are in. Time to be planting dormant fruit trees. Peaches, apricots, plums, pears, that kind of stuff. Time to be pruning your roses, pruning your deciduous fruit trees while they're still dormant, getting all of that taken care of. We can still plant some of the cool season vegetables like lettuces, the leafy stuff, and some of the root crops, beets, carrots, turnips, radishes. I'd probably stay away from cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, as it's getting a little bit late for those. But you could even do onions yet, for especially green onions.
I generally stick away from Brussels sprouts as a general rule of thumb. Anyway.
Well, you know, some people like them.
I'll eat my broccoli.
You cover them in enough cheese, they're delicious.
You know, roasted with a little balsamic vinegar and Parmesan cheese on them?
Yeah, that's a ticket. And I have finally grown a tomato.
You have?
And I figured it out, John Jay.
Yeah, buy one that's already on the plant.
Nope. You just ignore it.
Okay.
It grew up in the compost pile. Okay. And I thought, I'm just going to see what happens.
Yeah. And we've had a mild enough winter. Those of you that did try and sneak some tomatoes and peppers in are going to be pretty lucky, I think, because it's going to sneak through. But we're just about a week or so away, 10 days away from starting tomato and pepper planting in earnest. So getting ready for that, making sure you got some space, working in some good compost. This would be a great time to be mulching and composting, getting some of that good Hickman's compost or fertilizer on that garden. If you've got an existing garden, feeding it, got existing winter lawn, making sure it's continually fed. So there's lots to do as we get, especially once we hit February, which is next week. Spring starts in Southern Arizona.
Oh, man. We are going to have a green up, bloom up. That's for sure. The plants in my yard only get nervous when I start paying attention to them. Because they
kind of go,
by experience,
he's walking away.
By experience, they realize everything I touch dies. You know, the trees start shaking when I go up there with a trimmer or a edger or a bag of fertilizer. Just leave me alone. Just go away. I had the wheelbarrow out the other day, and they all got nervous. Even the oleanders were shaking. But then I had to mix some concrete, and everything was okay.
He's doing what he's qualified to do over there, a bag of concrete.
1-888-767-4348. If you'd like to talk with Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery about anything outdoor, landscape, gardening, lawns, trees, we have a beautiful state, and you can put anything in the ground and almost any time of the year except when you're under snow. And as you mentioned, even in the heat of our summer, you're keeping plants alive in 5 gallon plastic buckets, it's going to do better in the ground than it is in the nursery. And we talked about saving water earlier. There are so many resources for converting to a xeriscape. You'd mentioned fruit trees. It is a great time for deciduous fruit trees. But if you're going to a true xeriscape, it's about as pretty and perfect of a time right now to walk the botanical gardens or the water waste treatment plant of Scottsdale. They've done a beautiful xeriscaping job there.
Mm-hmm.
Are there some other favorite places? We were talking about things to do in the 7 o'clock hour that you could just go enjoy a beautiful native landscape.
Boyce Thompson,
mm.
Arboretum, a lot of good spots. The only thing that you got to be careful, and if you like the look of a xeriscape this time of year, you'll love it here in another month or 6 weeks.
Oh, man.
Because it's probably at its worst in the winter. A lot of those heat-loving, drought-tolerant-loving plants can be semi-deciduous, dormant, not blooming. Most of them perform best in the heat. So, if you like the looks of it now, you'll love it, when it starts warming up.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.